Captain of the Day, trouble.
Who are you looking for, stud? By that glare, I'm guessing me. I'm surprised you came. I thought parties weren't really your scene. Though technically, I am the one crashing tonight. How's your day going, sweetie? You're staring. You like my dress? Isn't it, like, oh so cute? Yeah, it's a little different from what you'd normally wear, but with a body like this, sweetheart, you really should show it off more. See how these gorgeous curves hug the fabric? These breasts basically pop out. Oh, you girls manage these heels, I'll never understand. But they do make these legs look fabulous. And this ass, good enough to squeeze. Don't you agree? Yeah, the stylist went pretty overboard with the hair, but it was worth every penny. Aren't you going to tell me how hot I am? I pull off this body as it was meant to. This is where you would offer to take me somewhere more private. Maybe the back of the house? Oh. Such language! Do you kiss your mother with that mouth? Your end of the deal isn't so terrible. Even you have to admit, I'm quite fuckable. I always said I'd do me if I could. Hey, aren't you going to offer me at least a drink before you grab me? It's kind of rude not to. You brought the chalice? Do you think you're going to make me drink from that? Uh-uh. Think about it. You, the big, strong, buff jock, forcing a sweet little girl like me to take a sip from that cup. If I scream, anyone would think you're some sick bastard trying to drug and take advantage of me. As if you would ever do something like that. Oh, that look. You really are lost, aren't you, honey? It must be frustrating. Waking up in a strange body. No one to turn to. Switching with someone you really only got to know for a few minutes. Oh, temper, temper. Don't hurt me! Oops. That got a lot of attention, didn't it? It was a stupid prank. Get over it. Rape is such a grating word to use. And inaccurate. You asked for it. You wanted to impress me. You wanted to play. I didn't hear you complaining after. Well, you were kind of asleep for the most part. But if that video on your phone is anything to go by, you were moaning like crazy. You were so fucking wet. You loved every second, even if you're too much of a prude to admit it. You can tell me. Did you get hard watching yourself? Don't be shy. You've had my body, what, 18 hours now? Surely you must have gotten yourself off at least once. With my stamina, that's lowballing it. Were you so scared that you didn't? You poor repressed baby. It's getting louder in here. Come on, let's go upstairs and talk. Stop being so suspicious. What can I do to you in this itty-bitty form? We have things to discuss. Like that cup. And these jugs. If they see me dragging you upstairs, no one will be suspicious. Take me to your room. Or should we go back to the sorority? My dorm has the most darling little unicorn blankets. Someone's feisty tonight. Trying to get lucky, Tiger? Fine, I'll stop. Pretty sweet setup, huh? Yeah, my dad's the dean. See, being me has its perks. No one called you a stupid little freak today. All right, no need to get handsy. I'll behave. Put the chalice over there. We wouldn't want whatever you put in it to spill. Besides, I really did want to talk. Well, sit down next to me. I won't bite. I want us to get to know one another a little better. I really am sorry for what happened the other night. After being you for a little while, I actually started to feel bad. I mean, your life is miserable. That annoying, overbearing mom who babies you to death. What did she say in that stupid voicemail? Be your best self, pumpkin. God, how you never blew your brains out as a child is honestly a miracle. And your so-called sisters? Damn, did they hate you. You were a total pity initiate. Basically their house bitch. Not that their company is any better. God, I'd love to shut up the nosy one that sleeps next to you with my cock. Oh, technically I have. Not that she remembers. But this body, it's so weak, so meager, so useless. I can see why you hate yourself. I read your little sad journal. I saw the messages with your long-term pen pal online. God, he must be as sick of hearing from you as I was reading the drivel you wrote. You realize he's probably some pervert in his mom's basement, right? Well, don't cry. I'm just looking out for you. You really shouldn't put faith in the first person who's nice to you. That's how you got into this mess in the first place. A friendly smile. And you already had a little crush. But those frumpy old lady clothes? The unkempt mat of hair? Those long nights staying up writing that sappy fan fiction no one reads, and your head buried in books the rest of the time? You're gonna put yourself in an early grave at this rate. These are your formative years, darling. You should be out there having fun, traveling, living in the moment, drinking, partying it up, having sex with whoever you want. Believe me, you totally could. Yeah, jock I may be, but dumb I am certainly not. Not that you bothered to check. What, just because I have a killer body and play sports, I'm automatically some troglodyte? I can't quote Shakespeare or spend a night at the opera? How prejudiced of you. I have a better GPA than you. Except I don't kill myself over it. I also have years and experience on my side. But even in my first year here, I knew how to enjoy myself. Did you do anything fun at all today? No need to be nervous. It's just my hand. Well, your hand. Stroking along your thigh. It's sensitive, isn't it? Yeah. And the slightest touch. And it starts to stiffen. Wow. You're blushing. No need to be embarrassed. It's only natural after all. I can tell you showered. You must have explored. I wouldn't blame you. I know how amazing it feels when you're running over it with warm, soapy water. Even if you didn't, I certainly did. When you have tits like these, you gotta play with them. Though I'll admit, I do kind of miss how easy it was to pop one off. God, no wonder you girls whine about foreplay. It takes forever to get off. Who has time for that? But I'll admit, there are certain advantages to being you. God bless communal showers. You must at least be curious. The way you're acting, anyone would think you've never even been kissed. Oh, that's right, your journal. You haven't. Well, that simply won't do. You deserve a good first kiss. Kiss me. Well, what's the harm? It's like kissing a mirror. I promise I'll be gentle. See? Nice and sweet. You enjoyed that. I can feel it through your jeans. I'll slip out of this dress to show you how much fun you can have. There's still time. I promise we'll get back to serious business soon enough. But this is important. You have a vibrator in the closet you haven't even used. Well, hadn't. It's simply not healthy. It's no wonder you're so uptight. You like? Those hideous granny ones had to go. But these lace bra and panties look really good on you. You unhook your bra and palm your breasts between your hands, stroking them gently beneath your fingers, pinching the hips, just like this. Look at me. No need to be shy. You're not a virgin anymore. You trail down your curves with your hands till you reach that hot little cunt. First, one finger, then another, spreading your pussy lips. Feeling along for your clit, here, at the hood, starting to stroke, fuck, that feels good, I'm guessing you never did this before either, you can be offended, but you like this, you are turned on by seeing yourself played with like a little doll. Did you ever taste yourself? Open up. Fuck, it's a shame we didn't meet sooner. You're quite good at sucking. I would have made you very popular. Your pants are too tight. That must be uncomfortable. Unzip. You went for the boxers, no wonder. Poor thing is strained inside there. It hurts, doesn't it? It's okay. You don't have to undress completely. You can go slow. Let it fall to the ground. There. That's better. Shh, 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 shh. I'm not gonna hurt you. Your first time wasn't what you dreamed it would be. I'd love to make it up to you. It's the least I can do. I know you better than yourself. I can make you feel so good. If I kiss, right here, below your ear, it also feels really nice when I nibble on it. Especially if I grip your cock and play with it lightly. While I stroke you up and down, gently. This is cruel. I really shouldn't tease you so. I realize how pent up those balls are. Absolutely aching. Mind you, it is really kind of your fault. You were kind of a bitch. You kicked before I could finish last night. If you're impressed by that, darling, you should see what it feels like with my tongue. That's it. Yeah. Sit back. Oh, it feels good when I lick around and swirl my tongue. When I stroke those balls in my hand, I can see your clothes. No. It feels good, yes, but I'm gonna make you feel even better. Let me slip these panties off. Lay there. That's it. I'll do all the work, I promise. Now, hold still. I know what I'm doing. I can see you staring. Go on, touch them. Show me what you've learned. Stroke them softly. Yeah, oh, that's it. Now knead them a little. And squeeze them. Yeah, that feels so good. Yeah. Lay back, and I'll ride you. Fuck, you're hard. Feel as you're enveloped by this wet, tight, little pussy. As I grab your chest and pull myself up and lower myself again. Oh, and again. Stare into my eyes. Enjoy it. You feel so very hot. Yeah, it's sensitive. Fucking hard. Oh, feeling this pussy gripping you tightly. Squeezing you. Milking you. Feel that tightening. Go ahead. It's okay. You must be close. Oh my God. Oh. nice, wasn't it? Oh, what a sweet face. That's it. Relax. Rest while I stroke your hair to the side and caress your chest. This is what you should always feel like. These are the best years of your life, and you aren't taking advantage of them. Your loneliness, that's not a life. But that's okay. We'll fix it.
Won't we, boys?
Hold him down, guys.
Grip him while I tie his arms and legs down.
Even fighting for your life, you're a pushover. Just like last night. No real will. Flailing about uselessly.
You do such a disservice to that bod. Pretty, but little else.
You possess my strength, my weight, my height, but you're completely defenseless.
That's sad, really. I shouldn't really expect too much from you. You're a wimp.
Put him on the bed. He'll be more comfortable that way.
I'll take care of the rest. Leave us.
Huh. I'm quite good at knots, as you can tell.
Comfy?
Don't scowl. It's only cotton rope. Not too harsh against the skin. Nothing that'll leave a mark. You have been gifted the body of a god, and you have no idea how to use it. Power doesn't come from size. It doesn't come from how you look. It comes from here. That pretty little head. And you may have book smarts, but you're sorely naive as to how the world works. All you want is to switch back.
Sure. That's what I want, too. Who wants to be stuck as someone as insignificant as you for the rest of their life? At least I thought that's what I wanted. Until a certain little bitch decided it was smart to send my private photo collection to the police with a video confession. So brave. FedEx, right? To be delivered tomorrow morning to the station? Cutting it a little close, aren't you? What, you think I wouldn't find out? Yeah, that must suck. You thought you could tell the house director the truth, didn't you? Oh, no. I am well aware your little package was sent out. You weren't stupid enough to trust him quite that much. But it never even occurred to you he might be just as implicated. Maybe if you hadn't been plastered, you would have seen him jacking off to me taking you against the ground just as much as the others. You didn't think I would come back to my roommates early and tell him what was up? Convince him to play along and make you pretend you were actually pulling off your little ruse? You thought my frat mates wouldn't smell the pathetic little freak off of you the moment you woke up? Unlike you, I actually have friends. Better than friends. We're what you call brothers, and brothers stick together. You ruined my life, you little slut. But it's okay. I forgive you. I'm going to give you an amazing one, and you're going to do so much good. You'll be a hero.
It was self-defense, officer! I had to do it!
With that little evidence you sent, I'll be surprised if they don't make you a senior member for having taken such an evil man off the streets of campus. They'll finally want to be your friends. Sisterhood forever! All the other girls will trust you so much now. And my boys and I will have so much fun. Thanks to you for being sweet and innocent. You wouldn't let anyone get hurt, would you?
No. Of course you wouldn't.
And when they wake up, you'll be there to reassure them that it was all just a bad little dream. And you guys had the time of your life. A wolf in sheep's clothing, leading other lambs to the slaughter.
No one would ever suspect.
No. It's okay. It'll be over quick. You've suffered so much already. It's a kindness, really. And yeah, I could wait for time to run out. You'll be stuck as me, taken to jail, maybe even wind up in Bedlam if you ever tried telling anyone the truth. But that would be so cruel, even for me. Look at you. You're fucking crying. It's pitiable. I cannot see my reputation brought down by such a little dweeb. And you're much too pretty for jail. They'd tear you apart. My memory should end on a high note. This is Mercy. Good night. Good night. Parting is such.